Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Every individual charged in the indictment is charged with one count of violating Georgia's Racketeer, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations Act through participation in a criminal enterprise in Fulton County, Georgia, and elsewhere to accomplish the illegal goal of allowing Donald J. Trump to seize the presidential term of office beginning on January 20th, 21. Specifically, the participants in association took various actions in Georgia and elsewhere to block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors who were certified as the winners of Georgia's 2020 general election.
Stop the tape. So this is that Fanny, whatever, F-A-N-I is how she spells her first name, Willis, Fanny Willis. She's a George Soros appointee, effectively. Another one of those DAs, compliments of George Soros, who doesn't care about the rule of law, who doesn't care about the average citizen, who doesn't care if you have these flash mobs going into these stores and taking whatever they want, thousands and thousands of dollars, doesn't care about crime, doesn't care about keeping murderers behind bars, but what she cares about is getting Donald Trump. And adding now this, the fourth indictment in 4 months against Donald Trump. There was, I mean, I'm sorry to laugh. If you think about it, if you had, someone had told you 4 or 5 years ago, the former president of the United States, after leaving office about 2 years post, is going to be indicted four times for these nonsensical charges in four different arenas, you would have said, that's cuckoo. That's, oh, maybe it's Barack Obama. You know, you get your hopes up and say, well, Obama did a lot of bad and he should be held accountable. No. No, it's Donald Trump. For what? Donald Trump did not attempt in Georgia nor any other state to block and seize the 2020 election. He did not try and steal and seize are effectively the same words. So this lady who's trying to sound so regal, so intelligent, but she's just a phony Marxist. Joseph Stalin is smiling down on her right now. Joseph Stalin would be proud of this woman. Remember, it was Stalin who said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. Show Fani the man, Donald Trump, and now she's showing us the so-called crimes. This list of indictments. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, they're using grand juries to indict Donald Trump. What is it we say about grand juries that we've said for decades? A grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. Why do they say that? I didn't come up with that line. I'm just repeating it. Why do they say that? Because, first of all, the grand juries are not necessarily your peers. They're impaneled people of a certain area, probably of a certain political genre, and they're given one set of information. It's not like a trial where there's a defense being put on. It's a prosecutor saying, hey, look at this. Hey, look at that. Hey, here's this shiny object. Don't you think that this rises to the level of an indictment? Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Indicted. Boom. Next. New York, indictment. Boom. Washington, D.C., indictment number one. Boom. Washington, D.C., indictment number two, boom. And now, of course, we have Fulton County, which is Atlanta. From this George Soros appointee targeting Donald Trump, just like she promised she would. Now, in the middle of an election cycle. If someone had said this to you 4 or 5 years ago, you'd say it's crazy. This is novel material. Hollywood wouldn't even write this script. Well, instead, it's being written out of Washington, D.C. Fannie Willis is the same thing as Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg, same thing. And then, of course, Jack Smith, same thing. And I want to explain what I mean by this. In the end, these Marxists, who are district attorneys, and in Smith's case is this federal prosecutor, in essence, they're nothing more than henchmen for the Marxists in charge. Okay? How did they get there? Well, in two out of the three of those henchmen, they were elected, so-called. But their residue of a system that is broken. Our electoral system is broken in this country. Did you know that 43 states are either all vote by mail or optional vote by mail? Vote by mail does a lot of things. It does so many corrupt things. One of them is that it necessarily extends the voting period from a single day. Remember back in the good old days where there was an election day? Now it's like Hanukkah plus plus. Now it's 7, 14, 21 days before, maybe 4 or 5 days after. That is because of vote by mail. You can't have a singular election day because you're mailing in thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of ballots if you're in California. I was listening to a guy speak somewhere here in the great state of Florida, a Republican guy, a pretty intelligent guy. I think he's a respectable. He's a respected guy. Respectable. And he was saying something to the extent about the, you know, what we need to do to fix the voter roll, and he wants to go to these electronic gadgets at the polling stations and the precincts to keep track of. In the end, it's the recipe that we have. The recipe we have is for voter fraud in this country. Machines plus mail-in ballots plus drop boxes are a recipe for voter fraud. All the electronic gadgets in the world ain't going to fix this. The best candidates in the world, we could run Christ in a district in, say, California, and Christ wouldn't win. Why? Because they cheat. Because, of course, Christ would run as a Republican, just assuming that. And so I said to this person, you know, there are some areas of this country where there are more registered voters than there are eligible people to vote. More registered voters than there are people eligible to vote, like in Los Angeles County. He didn't believe it. But it exists. In fact, I think in California, it's about a fifth of all the counties have more registered voters than people eligible to vote. That is a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. And when you, that's a fire that's burning our electoral process, our precious right to vote, our franchise. And then when you have vote by mail on it, which California is now all vote by mail, you're just throwing gasoline on that fire. Because of all the ballots being mailed out, where are they going? If you have more registered voters than you have people eligible to vote, that means that those phantom people are getting ballots. Where are the ballots ending up? So 43 states have either all mail or mail optional. 43 states! That means there's only 7 relatively sane states. Vote by mail is the scourge of our time. And unfortunately, it's even worse than that. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe all 50 states have some sort of electronic balloting. Electronic balloting. I'm talking tabulating and to the central, this and that, and somebody at a computer and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about the old punch cards, the dangling chads, like in Florida in 2000, Bush versus Gore. Those are the little punch things. That's a paper ballot by definition. Now, it may go into a machine and is read by a machine, but you have a paper ballot as a backup to what has been inputted in the machine, and that's crucial. The way we vote now, in many states, there is no paper backup. So it is purely up to the machine. And so Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, and Jack Smith are there because of our corrupt electoral process. Now, in New York, I don't know. Maybe Alvin Bragg would have been elected anyway. But I'm talking Fulton County, this Fannie Willis, whatever her name is. If the vote wasn't corrupt in Georgia, she might not have been elected. Elections have consequences, you bet. So maybe Alvin Bragg would be elected in New York if they didn't cheat. Maybe he would. Maybe he wouldn't. I don't know. Fannie Willis, there's a good chance she wouldn't have been. Jack Smith. Well, Jack Smith wasn't directly elected, Graham. No, he wasn't. But who was directly elected in the 2020 election that cheated? Well, it'd be none other than Joe Biden himself. Elections have consequences. So Joe Biden is elected ostensibly as president. I call him the occupant of the Oval Office because I don't believe he's the duly elected president. So he's the occupant of the Oval Office. He appoints Merrick Garland to be Attorney General, and Merrick Garland appoints Jack Smith. Voila. Elections have consequences. So, yes, the indictment against Donald Trump in Fulton County is a joke. Conspiracy? What this Fannie Willis is talking about necessarily means that there was a conspiracy. A racketeering is born of a conspiracy. For racketeering to take place, there must be more than one. This is organized crime, basically. So she's alleging that Donald Trump and company, these other indictments, she had to indict more than just Donald Trump because she has to prove a conspiracy here. And if you have a couple, she's indicted how many people? 19 people? One of them or two of them is going to be weak and they're going to say, yeah, it was a conspiracy. There's no conspiracy. All Donald Trump wanted to do on that phone to Kemp and company there in Georgia was say, hey, hold on, don't certify nothing yet. Can you hold on and do an investigation? Yeah, Donald Trump may have said, yeah, I need to find a few thousand votes and I win. That's ancillary to the big picture. The big picture is there was corruption. We have video evidence of corruption. You need to investigate. Hold on. That's all Donald Trump was doing. He was not trying to seize the 2020 election. He was not trying to steal the 2020 election. That's not what occurred on January 6th, was an attempt to seize the 2020 election or this so-called insurrection. These are phony, blatantly Marxist charges against Donald Trump. The January 6th charges, these Fulton County charges, and the documents charges is even a bigger joke. He was the former president of the United States. He may have a bunch of documents. Okay. And he says he declassified them. Prove he didn't. Prove he didn't. These cases are easily winnable for Donald Trump, in my opinion. But then again, one of the cases is being tried in Washington, D.C. They hate Donald Trump. Almost blanket hatred for Donald Trump. How's he going to get a fair trial? How's he going to get a fair trial if that case is held in Atlanta, which is now probably tipped totally Marxist, from what I hear? That's anecdotal. I don't have the numbers. But the bottom line is we have these prosecutors in place because the elections have consequences, 2020 and 2022, and prior to that as well, certainly. Just remember this. Vote by mail must be eliminated in this country or we will never get the franchise back. And that means all 50 states, even California. I know it's easy to say, ah, hell with California, just let them do what they want. But what California does have consequences for the rest of the country. They are still one of the 50 states. And so we need to correct their sins, right along with the other 49. Vote by mail is an absolute corruption of the franchise. When you vote by mail, you necessarily have to have more than one election day. You have to have a lead up, and again, in some cases, states will take the vote after election day. So it necessarily evokes, vote by mail necessarily evokes early voting. Now, I want you to follow me on this, okay? So you have vote by mail, it necessarily provokes early voting. Why? Because you're putting your ballot in the mail before the election. You want it to get there, you know, stamped, postmarked before the election. So maybe you put it in a week before. Or maybe you put it in 2 weeks before. It depends on when they mail them out. Maybe you get it in the mail and you put it in right away. Maybe it's 3 weeks before. I don't know. So well-intentioned Republicans put these ballots in the mail. And we know in certain precincts in Florida, for example, Republicans are very diligent about getting the vote in early. That's bad. Why is that bad, Graham? The early vote, the vote by mail, the early vote, necessarily they're intertwined, right? Early voting and vote by mail. I suppose you could have vote by mail or early voting in person, and we do in some states. We have it in Florida. But it's not the same, although it will accomplish the same goal that I'm headed to. Okay, so we have vote by mail, we have early voting. What does the early voting do? Well, it gets inputted into a computer. It gets seen by either a computer program or a computer programmer, a human, or an algorithm. And it says, oh, well, candidate X is a Republican. And this candidate X is getting 2-to-1 votes. So the programmer or the algorithm says, uh-oh, for us to win this race, we're going to have to flip that voting, cheating. We're going to use this algorithm to input more votes for the Democrat candidate, 2-to-1. Plus, right? You want it to be close. You want it to look relatively. Can't have it just totally spike off the rails. One of these days, we're going to see that, by the way, where the algorithm's going to go nuts, and you're going to have 1,000% to 20%. You're going to go, what? 1,000% to 20%? It's going to happen. Computers, you know, they're not perfect. And these algorithms are not perfect, but they're worked beautifully so far for the Democrats. So what I'm trying to tell you is, vote by mail, voting early, sets the data points, the trends, for the cheaters with these machines, these vote machines, so they can tailor it so the Republican loses and the Democrat Marxist wins. You understand? The more we early vote, the more you're giving data to the other side so they can cheat and adjust the machines to win for their guy, the Marxist, the Democrat. So we have people like Ron DeSantis running around saying, hey, go ahead and early vote. Vote early, just in case. I mean, you never know. You could be run over by a truck. So get your ballot in the mail, and then you get run over by a truck. Then we have your vote. Ha, ha, ha. It is so immature and infantile and short-sighted. It's unbelievable. But this is what we have. Early vote, vote by mail. We have the Republican Party on the national level begrudgingly embracing vote by mail. We have the Republican Party in various states, including Florida, saying, yeah, vote by mail. We want you to vote by mail. Vote early. They're encouraging voting early. It's giving data to the secretaries of election, which, in again, using Florida as an example, the secretaries of election, for example, in Pinellas County, they're all corrupt Marxists. So you're giving data to the secretaries of election in these counties so they can jack the machine, so they can cheat. Voting early and vote by mail is the scourge of our time. And a full frontal attack on our franchise. So the combination of vote by mail and the voting machines is deadly to the electoral process in this country. And then throw in there, by the way, just as kind of a side note, drop boxes. Oh, DeSantis signed a piece of legislation in Florida that eliminated drop boxes, except it eliminated drop boxes and created something called secure ballot intake stations. It's genius. Yeah, drop boxes are gone, but we have these secure ballot intake stations instead. I mean, this is a joke, right? There was a canvas done of Florida. Now, supposedly Florida has all of this robust election laws protecting the vote. I hope I'm eliminating that myth. Nowhere is safe until we address what I'm trying to address. They canvassed the vote in Florida, in precincts, and in counties, and they found 20% of the mail ballots were phantom ballots. Phantom ballots. Yet they were registered to vote for people. But where did they come from? Who knows? But they're inputted in the system. That means that in the last election, 2022, 1 million votes in Florida were phantom votes. Phantom, cheater, Marxist ballots. They're not even ballots anymore. They're zeros and ones. That's computer language, right? Zeros and ones. That's all they are. There's no record of how you voted. There's no punch card anymore. It's all gone. It's all gone. And yeah, I know that some of us still use paper, but who is in charge of collating the paper and checking the paper against the electronic votes? Who's doing that? The secretaries of election are supposed to be doing that kind of stuff, but they're not. That would be overwhelming, by the way. If you're a county of 800,000 votes, how are you going to check all that? It's just simply not possible. So I'm a realist as well. I understand the notion that if one side is going to cheat, you better cheat too. I understand that. Fight fire with fire. As Mark Twain said, don't argue with a dumb person because they're going to drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. And that's what we're dealing with here, effectively. But it should be the goal, the singular goal of the Republican Party to eliminate vote by mail in all 50 states and electronic ballot machines that can be manipulated online or manipulated at all. Maybe we go back to what they do in the Middle East, where they dip your finger in ink after you vote. One person, one finger, one vote. But we've got to go to a system. If you go to GrahamLedger.com, just go to the amendments page, number 7. It's a very simple solution. We need voter ID that proves that you're a U.S. citizen. We need a single election day. We need paper ballots. And if you want to vote by mail, you may, but you must have it notarized. That's a very simple solution. So that allows vote by mail for military. Just get the stuff notarized. Yeah, it's an extra layer. Yeah, it's an extra layer of security. Just like you might put an extra lock on your front door. Cumbersome? Maybe. But it's a method of securing the vote. Same thing with for the indigent who can't get out. You want to vote? Vote by mail. You can't get to a ballot box. Have it notarized. It'll be a big business for the notary folks. Fannie Willis, whatever she is, Jack Smith, and this Alvin Bragg are all products of a corrupt voting system, a corrupt balloting system in this country that we've got to figure out a way to fix. And we need to do it on a national level so it's uniform in all 50 states. Because if one state fixes itself and the other states in the polar opposite direction, they're going to cancel each other out. It's not going to work. We need it at the national level. And so if you go to grahamledger.com, you'll see the proposed solution and you'll see how we get there, which is, in my opinion, if you have a, well, I won't even say how we get there. No, you can tell me. Go send me an email, grahamledger411@gmail.com. I'm not going to tell you how we get there. It's on my website. You tell me, how do we get to a uniform system of balloting where we have a single election day, we have voter ID, we have paper ballots, and we have no vote by mail unless you have it notarized. How do we get there? There is a way to get there. It's on my website. If you have a better way, a grander way, and don't tell me electing good people, that ain't going to do it. It hasn't worked in 240 years. Clearly, we're at a make or break point in this country. It hasn't worked so far. It's not going to work in the future. Tell me your plan. I would love to hear it. I'm Graham Ledger, and remember, evil can only prevail when good is silenced.